Chapter 6. Great Catch. I hope it really is the princess. Otherwise, I am soaking myself in a disgusting well for no reason. I can't believe people actually drink this water. What a horribly hot day, a voice says from above. And those useless guards still haven't added a bucket to the well like I demanded. How are we supposed to have a cool drink? It's a girl's voice. It must be the princess. But who is she talking to? Is she with someone? She's not with someone in the story. I could practice shooting arrows, she goes on, but I didn't bring my bow. Oh, I know. I can work on catching with my left hand. She adds, my left hand is so weak. I wish it were stronger. Nay, I hear. Nay! I knew you'd agree, she says. Oh, she's talking to her horse. I've done that before. Suddenly, something gold goes flying through the air. Yes, it really is her. It's the princess, and that's her ball. Up, up, up it goes. Is she going to catch it? Probably not if she's not great at catching with her left hand. Perfect! Now? Frederick asks, his bulgy eyes watching the ball way up in the air. I hope so, I say. The ball will drop in the water and you'll grab it. We both watch the ball. I'm holding my breath. Come on, come on. Down, down, down it goes. The princess's hand shoots out across the well opening and she catches it. I have to admit it was an impressive catch, especially if she's a righty and that was her left hand. But suddenly the ball is back up in the air again. Up, up, up it goes. It's really high. And down, down, down. She catches it again. Okay, here we go. Third time's the charm in fairy tales. It always is. Up, up, up. And she catches it again. Arr! Are we going to be here all day? Here it comes one more time. Up, up, up! It's higher this time. I think this is the one. It's coming down now. She's reaching for it, but I don't think she's going to be able to catch it. She's sticking out her hand as far as it will go, but the golden ball is too far over. She's going to miss it. The ball is going to plummet into the well. Here we go. Here it comes. Ruff! A shock of brown fur leaps across the air. It grabs the golden ball in its mouth. Huh? What just happened? What was that? Oh, the shock of fur was Prince. My dog just leaped across the well and caught the golden ball in his mouth. The ball is not going to drop into the well. The frog is not going to catch it. Prince just totally messed up the story. I don't know whether to cry or laugh. I settle on a small chuckle. It is kind of funny. Prince loves to play catch. Then I shake my head in dismay. We always mess up the story. What is wrong with us? Then I laugh again. I can't help it.
What's so funny?
Frederick asks me, forehead creased in confusion. Nothing, I whisper. The little frog looks so worried. Suddenly, Prince leaping to catch the ball doesn't seem so hilarious.
Is the princess going to drop the ball now?
Frederick asks. No, I admit. I'm about to tell him that we'll figure something out when the princess's screams interrupt me.
Let go of my ball, you disgusting creature! She yells.
Excuse me? Is she talking about my adorable, definitely not disgusting dog?
Give it to me right this second, you miserable mutt, or you will be punished! She yells.
Excuse me?
Nobody punishes my dog but me! I don't even punish my dog. He's a good dog, a perfect gentleman, a perfect gentle dog. He doesn't need to be punished. He just saved her ball from falling in the well. She should be thankful.
Give the ball back, Prince,
I hear Jonah say. I guess my brother is no longer hiding. Good dog, Jonah says. Seems like Prince gave the princess back her ball. She'd better say thank you. Ew, the princess says. You got my ball all slobbery. Gross. You're a disgusting animal. Bad dog. Bad dog. I feel like I'm going to explode. That's it. That's it. No one calls Prince a bad dog. No one. I stand up to my full height, water dripping off my pajamas. Stop being mean to my dog, I yell. The princess peeks her head over the top of the well. She has short, choppy blonde hair. She's also wearing a tiara. Is someone down there? She asks. Yes, I say. I am. And I want you to apologize to Prince this instant. Prince? What prince? Our dog's name tends to cause confusion when we visit fairy tales. Once, we even had to call an actual human prince Pickles to avoid confusing our adorable Mutt. Not Mutt. Gentle dog. My dog is named Prince, I explain, scowling up at the princess. And his behavior is a lot more royal than yours, Missy. You were very rude. She snorts. I am not apologizing to a dog. That's ridiculous. He slobbered all over my ball. It's gold. You can't slobber on gold. Your ball was about to fall into the well, I remind her. You should be thanking him. The princess crinkles her nose. No, I shouldn't. Why are you in the well anyway? It's a long story, I say with a sigh. Do you think you could help me get out? I probably shouldn't have yelled at her before asking for a favor, but it's not like she's going to leave me here, right? I'm a girl stuck in a well. The princess squints her eyes at me. She scrunches up her face, then lifts her chin. You're wearing dirty pajamas, she says. Why would I help you? I'm Princess Cassandra, and you were spying on me. I'm not going to help you. You're not? I ask. Really? Really? But, she laughs. But nothing. I don't want to help you, so I won't. I want to eat lunch. Wait, Jonah calls. Don't go. I hear a pitter-patter of hooves. I think it's too late. I think she left. She left! She left me in the well! What kind of nasty princess is she? I should have known she wouldn't be the nicest princess of all time. After all, she is the princess who went back on her promise to the frog and then threw the poor frog against a wall. But still, I can't believe she left me in the well. Princess Cassandra is not very nice at all. Jonah peeks his head over the edge. What a meanie! Awful, I agree. Poor Frederick. Where is he? He's being quiet. I glance around and don't see him. He's probably hiding because he's so upset. He's so sweet and nice. I can't believe he's going to have to marry the mean princess and spend his whole life with her. Who knows what happens after the wedding in the fairy tale? The princess is probably horrible to him. Jonah, I say. Maybe this is one of those times when the bad people shouldn't get rewarded. What do you mean? My brother asks. My heart starts to race. I mean, maybe this is one of the times when we should try to mess up the story on purpose. Jonah's eyes open wide. Really? He asks. Really? I say, jumping in my flip-flops. Of course, I want Frederick to turn back into a prince. He's unhappy being a frog. But maybe he doesn't have to marry the princess. Maybe we don't need the princess at all. Maybe we can change him back on our own. Yeah! Jonah cries. Yeah! I echo. Right, Frederick? I ask, looking around again. What do you think? We don't need the horrible princess, do we? There's no answer. Frederick? I call again. I peer down into the water and up around the walls of the well. I don't see him. Mr. Frog Prince? Where are you? No answer. Frederick! I squat down to feel around. I touch nothing but water. There is no frog. The Frog Prince is gone.